Beer and blues have been inextricably linked since the days of Amos Milburn and John Lee Hooker. And with Cincinnati quickly becoming a craft beer haven, several local bands are continuing that tradition by partnering with local brewers to concoct unique and distinct libations designed to enhance the music listening experience. With me today to talk about one such partnership are Roxanne Westendorf from Rivertown Brewing Company and Brother James of the band The Whiskey Shambles. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So tell me first, I guess, a little bit about Rivertown Brewing Company. How long have you been in business? And you're located in Lachlan, correct?
Correct. So we have been in business since late 2009, shipped out our first cases in early 2010. So we're about 6 years old right now. Our owner was a Sam Adams Longshot finalist, and that really propelled him into looking at the opportunity to be a pro brewer and have his own brewery.
Your job title, or one of your job titles, is the beer evangelist.
Correct.
What is that all about?
Beer evangelist is really a title that speaks to my passion for teaching people about beer, good beer, what to expect when they taste a beer, and give them a better perspective of beer and finding beer that they will enjoy drinking.
So moving from an evangelist to Brother James, tell me a bit about your band, The Whiskey Shambles.
We kind of think of ourselves as a garage blues band. Think of garage rock and what we call basement blues, really gritty, dirty blues that you kind of throw together on the weekend. We've been around since 2012, and these days things are going really well. We're excited about this. This is our second collaboration with Rivertown. We did another beer back in January called Shambling Southward in celebration of our trip to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge. And that event went so well, we said we have to do something else and do another beer. And we came back, and I think we sold that beer out that same night. And I think we've brewed over twice as much this time with Rivertown, and we're going to do a bigger, better event, or we have.
How did you first meet up? How did this idea go from joining a band in a brewery, and who approached whom?
The thing about Rivertown is, because I've known them from the beginning in terms of, you know, seeing them grow and watching what they do, I knew that they were, you know, the perfect organization to work with because of their spirit and attitude, especially the spirit of innovation and trying new things and experimenting.
And this new beer that you've worked on together is called Shamble On.
Correct.
Double Barrel Blues.
Right. So the base style is a Belgian double, which is one of the Trappist style beers. It's a higher alcohol, malt forward beer with a whole lot of character. The yeast gives it some clovey like character. There's also a little bit of stone fruit character in it. But because we were working with Whiskey Shambles, we felt we needed to spice it up a little bit, kind of to fit the image of the band. And that's the type of thing we love to do anyway. So we decided that whiskey chips to go with Whiskey Shambles. So basically wood chips that were soaked in whiskey to infuse them with a whiskey flavor. Mm-hmm. And then those chips are added after the most of the fermentation is finished to infuse that flavor into the beer. So it is a slightly boozy kind of beer, but also a fairly sophisticated beer. What has always amazed me is that sometimes you'll get people in who really don't like certain types of beers, and we'll let them taste it and say, just taste this a little bit. And people that really only have liked lighter beers find so much flavor in this type of beer that they really will enjoy it and like it.
So there's this big celebration.
Yes.
Right?
That was back on July 30th. It was an amazing event, bigger than the last event. Not only did we tap the beer, but the Whiskey Shambles played. And I think by now we're probably just about out of the beer.
There was only 12 gallons. So hopefully in the future, we'll be able to make some at least slightly larger batches. But right now, from a small batch capability, 12 gallons is about as much as we can make.
So it seems more like play. Seems like fun.
It is. And the other thing that's really cool is when I'm in our barrel house, which is what we call our tap room, because we do a lot of barrel aging of beer, I'll have people come in like right after the event or a week after the event and said, do you have any more of that Shambles beer? I loved it. And these are people who had never been to the brewery before the event, and they're coming back because they found beer they can love. So it really is a win-win. People who didn't know anything about the Shambles come in for beer and get to hear the band. People who didn't know about our beer come in and get to learn about the beer.
Now, you said you produced about 12 gallons. What is your normal production in general at Rivertown?
A normal production batch is either 30 or 60 barrels, which is somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 gallons. So right now we're really doing more test system, test batch sizes. The next collaboration will probably still be a test batch, but we're hoping to have some more fun in the future.
So my next question is, what's next for Rivertown?
On August 1st, we get 8,000 square feet additional space in our same building, and we're going to be expanding our capacity. We're going to be moving from about 15,000 barrels to somewhere between 25 and 30,000 barrels a year. So it's a pretty big expansion. It's going to take us a little while. We're also going to be further improving the barrel house. If you've been to the barrel house, we've made a lot of improvements over the last few months, and those will continue once we get the additional space.
And Brother James, what's next for the Whiskey Shambles?
Well, right now we're kind of laying low. So if you happen to catch our website after this, you'll notice that we don't have a lot of gigs booked because we're in the middle of recording the third album. The second album has been going so well that we're really excited to put out some new stuff. The second album, Loose Chains for a Broken Man, which you can order online, has been actually getting a lot of airplay on AAA and college radio in the States. But now we're seeing a bunch of airplay over in Europe, specifically in the Slovak Republic and in France. And if you go to our website, you can see a review from a French magazine. So we're moving along. Things are going great. The new album sounds wonderful so far, and it should be out sometime this winter.
Well, to both of you, thanks for keeping it local. And I've been speaking with Roxanne Westendorf, who is the beer evangelist at Rivertown Brewing Company.
My other title, so you know, is experience architect.
And my other guest has been Brother James from the Whiskey Shambles. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For links to more information about Rivertown Brewing Company and the Whiskey Shambles, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan. Let's get dead set and heads fit. Let's get blown out of the bar with medicine. Blown out of the bar with medicine.